For these photographs, they visited the studio at 22 Old Bond Street of their friend Dorothy Wilding. She was a contemporary whom they'd known since 1923, when she had produced a series of publicity shots for the Midnight Follies. The following year, she had taken the photograph of Gwen and Nora gazing at each other on the cover of the Comeback sheet music. By 1931, Wilding was one of London's best established and most respected portrait artists, a favourite of Tallulah and the Prince of Wales. She believed that women were natural psychologists and thus superior in the art of portraiture, better able to portray their own sex than men because they are not deceived by artifice in women and so get to the soul of the sitter. She had an innate sense of drama and shrewd judgment of character. Cecil Beaton, who greatly admired her, said she was motherly, funny and smart. She wasted no time in catching up with her friend's news, chatting between shots. Gwen's hurt and Nora's preoccupation are visible in every picture. In marked contrast to earlier photographs, the pair can no longer look each other in the eye. Their onstage dynamic mirrored offstage emotion so closely that they acted out their personal trauma, performing a version of the drama of their breakup in their improvised poses for Wilding's camera. Gwen was accustomed to playing the unrequited lover role for laughs, and she slipped into it with ease, but throughout the shoot was constantly reminded that this role was now her reality. Gwen looks over Nora's shoulder as she reads a private letter. Gwen poses hunched on a separate plinth from Nora, or looks down wistfully from her moral high ground at Nora, dreamy and detached below. They stand back to back, arms folded. Nora checks back with anxious eyes to see Gwen dejected, hands in her pockets, eyes cast diagonally downwards, a picture of childlike self-pity. They sit side by side, Gwen's chin planted firmly on her palms, her wrists touching. A ring is visible on the little finger of her right hand, lesbian code. Nora frames her own face in two clenched fists, defensive, her eyes smiling with the smug, mischievous confidence of a person with two lovers on the go. In the most poignant shot of all, Gwen rests her chin on Nora's bare shoulder and nestled her forehead into her cheek in a silent plea to turn the clock back. She looks resignedly past the reunion gift, the necklace set off to perfection by Nora's V-necked blouse. Her eyebrows are raised, her face smudgy with emotion. Dorothy Wilding captured it all.